pick the right road at the right time and vehicles zip along at a steady pace. But if the lights are out of whack, things can slow down more than they should. Taxi drivers and others on the road frequently know this all too well. But union cab driver Julie Gabriel says badly timed lights aren't always to blame for stop-and-go traffic in Madison.
For the most part, if everybody just did the speed limit and minded their own P's and Q's, these lights would function very well. But you have idiots that like to go fast, and then you have grandmas that like to go slow, which throws the whole thing off.
Most of Madison's traffic system is coordinated by a central computer. City traffic engineer Dan Detman says more than 70% of the lights are controlled this way.
So the time clock at each intersection is identical, and also it allows us to change the timing pattern based on special events, based on changes in traffic pattern, without having to go out to each individual intersection.
Milwaukee has even more of its signals coordinated by computer. Bob Bryson is chief traffic engineer for that city. He says 90% of the lights are linked so they can be adjusted remotely. It's not that way everywhere. Herky-jerky traffic in other cities has prompted a plea for improved signals by national traffic engineering groups and transportation officials. Their recently released report gives the nation's traffic system a grade of D-. Bryson says this has caught the attention of motorists in Milwaukee.
We've gotten calls about the report card already. Overall, at least in the southeast Wisconsin area and in other cities in Wisconsin, I think we do a heck of a lot better job than what came out of the survey. So,
the report reviewed nearly 380 traffic systems in 49 states. It showed that many municipalities don't have traffic staff that work off hours when there's problems, and many cities don't conduct regular reviews of the signal system to make sure it's appropriate to the amount of traffic. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.